I'm curious, we were talking about, you know, orderly and chaos, and I find myself in a state of daydreaming a lot. And I used to daydream before to escape, but now I find myself daydreaming out of nowhere. And I can't tell if it's just a state that I'm in or if it's a creative outlet that I have yet to tap. And I don't know, if you could talk about daydreaming, what it may look like for some of us.
It's a rest for the mind. And so when you daydream, it is that you are accessing an ability to take a break. It is like sleeping at a different level. And that is why you have aptly named it daydreaming, because it is a break for the mind. It is a break from the reality you're experiencing yourself in. And so in daydreaming, you are allowing certain aspects of your mind energy to rest, certain aspects of your mind thought patterns to take a break from that which exists for you. And it will allow other aspects of your mind to bring forward creative solution, creative integration of all that you are working on. And you will find that you have been unusually busy sorting, thinking, changing, choosing. And sometimes the mind simply needs a rest to catch up. It is much like the physical form. The mind is not just the organic brain that you have within you, but the mind is a unique aspect of your being, just like your physical aspect may need rest when you push it, when you work it, when you challenge it, when you take it on new adventures or different experiences. Like traveling is a different experience until you become accustomed to it, and then the body needs to rest. So your daydreams are a way of resting your mind without completely going to sleep. And it is as creative, and it is as powerful, and it is as rewarding as sleep in just a different form. And that which you would allow yourself to daydream is very good for you. And we would suggest that you create time in your schedule, in your commitment, in your understanding of yourself, to let the mind wander, because it is in that wandering, it is in that softness of mind, that relaxation of mind, that we are better able to communicate with you, that your soul is better easy to direct you, to give you pictures and ideas and concepts that you would prefer. It is when the mind is very busy circling and questioning and learning and committing to and reaching for, that it's a little more challenging for you to hear that which you desire clearly. And so we say it is very good, and we want to acknowledge your growth and your expansion and your intelligence and your compassion to witness that this daydreaming does not feel like escape. It feels like a natural part of you. And that is what we were speaking of earlier, to not make your experience wrong. And so do you feel the difference in being curious and allowing that it doesn't mean it's wrong? It could be something different. And so it does not matter that which we tell you. What matters most is what you define of your own experience. And so we congratulate you for asking the question in the resonance that you did.
Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful answer.